Safala Ekadashi. Safala Ekadashi takes place during the waning moon of the Pausha month, December-January. The glories of this Ekadashi are insurmountably great. Actually, there is no way to extol the divine results of observing Ekadashi, but still they are given in the Brahmananda Purana. Shri Krishna said to Arjuna, O best of the Bharata lineage, just as Lord Shesha is best among snakes, Garuda is best among birds, the horse Yajna is best among sacrifices, the Ganges is best among the rivers, Shri Vishnu is best among the demigods, and the Brahmanas are best among human beings, so among all vows of austerity, the day of Ekadashi is best. There was once a famous king named Bahuldan who lived in the city of Hiroshena. He had four sons and a very beautiful wife. Among the king's sons, the eldest and most valiant was named Nalaka. This prince Nalaka was extremely sinful. He would often blaspheme the Vaishnavas, the Brahmanas, the demigods, and he was attached to gambling. He would also regularly visit the houses of prostitutes. Consequently, his father, King Bahuldan, exiled him to a very far away land. Being exiled far from the kingdom, Nalaka lived in a vast jungle. He would eat wild berries and truffles, roots and shoots, raw meats and mushrooms to survive. At night, he would sometimes return to his father's kingdom and steal from the citizens' houses. Despite his stealing, the citizens were unable to stop him due to his being the son of the king. In the forest where Nalaka lived, there was a ginormous banyan tree. This tree was as worshipable as the demigods themselves. Its branches reached down into the ground and reappeared here, there, and everywhere, forming an unimaginably mighty forest. For quite some time, Nalaka lived beneath this timorous tree. By accident, the day of Safala Ekadashi fell while Nalaka was staying beneath this banyan tree and he didn't even realize. However, due to exhaustion and fatigue from not eating properly, Nalaka remained unconscious for many hours. He rose after noon on Ekadashi, and because he was so weak, he did not kill any animals that day. He found some fruits and in a helpless, pitiable condition, decided to offer them to Shri Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By the time the sun set on that day, all he had managed to do was offer one palmful of berries, one branch of Amalaki, and one single Qualshin fruit. Through the night, he remained awake due to fear of wolves and his weak condition where he would be unable to defend himself. By remaining awake, fasting, Prince Nalaka unwittingly observed Safala Ekadashi. Lord Madhusudana accepted his austerities even though he didn't realize it was Ekadashi. As a result of this unbeknown fast, Nalaka's father, Bahuldan, took pity on his wretched son and had him collected from the forest, washed and bathed, and reinstated in his rightful position as prince of the Hiroshima province. Soon his father bequeathed the land unto Nalaka and he ruled as a just king. He acquired a beautiful wife and had many sons. By observing Safala Ekadashi, one will certainly receive insurmountable benefits. Fame and liberation stand with folded palms before a person who fasts on this day. Those who choose to fast on this Ekadashi are indubitably great souls and will receive the result of performing an Ashwamedha sacrifice. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desire Tree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.